Ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, what the fuck? Citizens of the cave.
Yes. We are back. We are back with a special. With a special. Hey, I had to get my ring announcer voice on real quick.
Switch it up on a real quick chance.
Exactly. Right. Hey man, had to do what I had to do. I had to shoot my shot. But you know what it is. We about to talk about this Anthony Joshua, Andy Ruiz Jr. fight.
Get the fuck out of here.
We have to give them our reactions to it.
It's crazy. Fuck out of here.
Changes the way we look at the heavyweight championship division in general.
So, hey man, social media is on fire, baby.
Yeah, definitely did.
I mean, what the fuck? Definitely Anthony Joshua, man. What the fuck is going on with this guy, man? Giant monster comes in the heavyweight division, man, and you know, comes to America, tries to fight at Madison Square Garden, gets knocked out by Majin Buu, man.
I know. Come on now. I mean, shit. Anthony Joshua got knocked out by Baby Joker. I mean.
Those Mayetes are fast. Hey.
Man, that motherfucker.
Oh, baby.
Man, he knocked the British out that motherfucker. I'm telling you right now.
Man, what? I swear he came down. He said, I did it for the Rock. Oh. I did it for the people. He knocked the Rikishi into this motherfucker. I have never seen a physical beast this big go down that many times by a man who was his physical inferior.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We got to talk about it.
Andy Ruiz looked like he got off the couch and said, I'll fight him. I'll get him. I mean, it's me. I said, I get in there, man. He got them two bean burritos, and he went ahead and knocked the Queen of England out that nigga.
Man, what? I'm telling you, man. This guy, man, comes out of nowhere. And, I mean, when you look at his record, you would think he deserves some respect.
I'm saying.
But then, when you look at the rankings for the heavyweight division,
nowhere to be found.
He's not even on the top 10. I mean, where'd this guy come from?
That nigga was fighting in the Spanish league right now, fighting chickens and shit. That nigga been grinding. But it's crazy because, like you said, Andy Ruiz Jr., 33 wins, one loss, 22 by KO. Yep. You would think that, like you said, you think he would be in the top 10 because he only has one loss. But I guess when you don't have the right promoters, you don't have shit like that, you can't get seen. That's unfortunate the way boxing is ran now. It's really a popularity game. And Anthony Joshua tried to play it like he was Mayweather, but you ended up getting, Buster Douglas in the Spanish version came in and just took your goddamn head
took
off.
Honestly, okay, so listen, folks, watching the fight, getting the first eyes on it, man. You see Anthony Joshua, who just looks ill-prepared for this matchup.
Yep.
You know, it's like what Mike Tyson, the great Mike Tyson said, and, you know, what all the great boxers said, George Foreman's big ass said, you know, everybody has a game plan until they get punched in the fucking mouth, right? And that's what it looks like happened to
Anthony Joshua.
He comes out. You know, he's obviously cocky. Yes. He's coming from having a great record, great couple of years here. You know, and he was initially apparently supposed to fight Jarrell Big Baby Miller, but due to unforeseen circumstances and him failing drug test and being found with HGH in his system and other illegal substances to help him cut weight, things of the sort, he ends up fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Ruiz,
this motherfucker looks like Fat Joe's big little baby
body.
And get smacked in the mouth,
in
man.
The mouth. If it came down to it, it's not Mike Tyson, Buster Douglas of an upset. It is an upset in the fact that no one knew who the hell Buster Douglas was, just like no one knew who Andy Ruiz Jr. is. Now, like I said,
They know now. They know now.
For a brief moment, he will go down in history, but it will be just like Buster Douglas. This will be his only moment because the way boxing is ran, they do not want an overweight, fat Mexican man running the heavyweight division. So They're going to do anything they can.
Not just the way that boxing is ran, but also the way Al Heyman's ran. I mean, look at the, you know, the heavyweight promoter who's got his two biggest clients.
Yes, yes.
Being the two biggest names in the heavyweight division. Yep. So, you know, there's obviously a little bit of crookedness going on with that.
Yeah, and boxing needs to really, you know, do something about that, because that's not the way boxing should be. It should be the best fighters fighting each other, not the best fighters being scared of one another and, you know, just not knowing, you know, where they don't want to fight each other just because of money reasons. No one wants to lose and then lose out on all the money, but, you know, that's just the way the fight game is, man. You're not supposed to just think that you're supposed to be undefeated. That's not the way boxing is. It's about if you take an L, come back and get the W. You know what I'm saying? Come back, fight them again, and get the W. That's what a real champion is. It ain't being undefeated. That don't mean you fought nobody. Come on now.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you look at the list and the host of people that Andy Ruiz Jr. has fought, I mean, you don't see any notable names on the list. It looks like, you know, Anthony Joshua is his most notable fight. And this is a kid that came out of nowhere and really he took the world by surprise, and he took the opportunity that was given to him and used it. You know what I'm saying? Anthony Joshua was, you know, this kind of spoiled guy in the heavyweight division getting his way. And he comes out to some dude that's hungry and actually needs this.
Yep.
And he gets knocked out.
Knocked the fuck out. TKO, baby. Chris Tucker style. You got knocked the fuck out.
He definitely got knocked the fuck out. He needs to, I don't know. It's bad in the Anthony Joshua camp.
Yeah, people. He should have been knocked out by Wilder. If he was smart enough, 100%. He should have got that money. Now, I'm just saying, because now Wilder.
That's a rematch fight.
Yeah. Wilder now has the ball in his court. Now, Anthony Joshua has to take whatever Anthony Wilder or Deontay Wilder, whatever Deontay Wilder wants to give Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, that's he doesn't have to do shit to him. Yeah, he doesn't have to do shit.
So they're going to have to fight now, just because if Anthony Joshua wants to make any type of money and he wants to live off of some millions, he has to go ahead and fight Wilder as soon as possible. He would want a rematch with Ruiz Jr., but I don't. If I'm Ruiz Jr., I'm not rematching you with the belt on the line. You're just
I'm telling you this right now. But if I'm Deontay Wilder also, I'm not even giving this guy a shot. I'm telling you right now, Deontay Wilder's camp right now is telling him this dude ain't even worth it, man.
The hell he ain't. Well, really,
when you think about Anthony Joshua, no, I'm saying they don't think Anthony Joshua
should. Oh, I agree with that. I thought you were talking about
Ruiz Jr. is the real deal. Punching ability is lights out. Motherfucker is a monster. But, okay, so quote, from Deontay Wilder's Twitter account, quote, he wasn't a true champion. His whole career consisted of lies, contradictions, and gifts.
Yep.
Facts. Yep. And facts. Now we know who was running from who.
Yep.
Hashtag to this day. To this day.
Hell yeah.
So that being said, from the Bronze Bomber himself, this guy was never even supposed to be in the predicament that was in. And now you see what a true boxing champ saw in a competitor that he just thought wasn't that guy from the beginning. And he proved him right.
Sure did. I tell you that. But, you know, like I said, Anthony Joshua should have fought Deontay Wilder in this fight, and it should have been a mega fight. Like, when you have an opportunity to strike while the iron is hot, why not strike then? You know, I understand people want to be like, oh, no, I don't want to fight him yet. Like, Anthony Joshua, was he the great British, like the great white hype? Was he like that? Like, he was just built, he looked muscular, looked like he was intimidating.
Basically.
He could throw a nice little jab, but other than that, he got some power to him. I won't call him a scrub, but he's not a fighter. You are a boxer. You cannot go in there. Anthony Joshua looked like Anthony Broner.
I mean, listen. At it on paper, he looks better. You look at the matchup on paper. The favorite, you know, clearly was Anthony Joshua. I mean, you look at the numbers. You look at the money.
The money was definitely. It was 200 to 1. Yeah. I wish I would have known that this fight. I ain't even know Anthony Joshua was fighting nobody this weekend. That's how much free promo and promotion that he did. He didn't go to the Breakfast Club. He didn't go nowhere. I don't know, bro. You're trash. But
that's because the venue was booked, but the fight wasn't really wasn't solid.
I'm saying,
according to sources from ESPN, the fight was never really solid until, you know, the last 72 hours to make sure this guy could get through these drug tests and everything like that, just to make sure that, you know, shit was straight. The money was there. The promotions were halfway there, because you can't fully promote a fight when you got guys that are dropping out due to drugs.
I understand that. So, I mean, it was right place at the right time. This is Anthony Ruiz Jr. Destiny was to fight this fight and to win that fight. So, you know, he went to messing with them badly built Volkswagen looking bitches to them bitches that be on the Corona commercials. This nigga fuck with them Mexican models now. So, you know, this man living life right now. He had to flash that belt. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You getting
in anywhere in Mexico. You know what I'm saying? So shit, he do what he need to do.
It's pineapple fajitas and big breasts, baby, all weekend. I mean, he has the it's his world right now. So that with that being said, is Andy Ruiz Jr. and Deontay Wilder the next big fight? Do you see that in the works?
Yes, I would say yes.
Did he do enough? I think Andy did enough this fight.
I like the way he I'll tell you like this: the worst part about fighting is if you ever cover up, like how Anthony Joshua was. He had his hands over his head, and Ruiz had small hands. But when he got through his shield, he got right in between his hands and right between his arms and hit him square in the head. Like, I know he was pissed. It's almost like he was like trying to cover himself up, but he just got right through the cracks and just kept punching him. And them punches packed some power. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
Anthony Joshua couldn't do it. Like, I think he got hit in the head. He got hit on the side of the head. And his equilibrium was off. He never gained it. He was wobbling going back to the corner after rounds. So it was just, I just knew he just didn't have it in the tank. And he looked gassed. It's funny how a fat man don't look gassed, but the more muscular man looked gassed. It was like, damn. Like, Ruiz, I don't know what he was on. He was just off of adrenaline. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But he did his thing. Like you said, he took advantage of it. He did his thing.
Yep. Yeah, I completely agree. I think that Anthony Joshua had never fought a guy of this stature when you look at his body style. That was that quick with his hands. I mean, for a big dude, this guy had hands and speed.
He let him go.
Yeah, but that also had the technique
of
Andy Ruiz able to counter. I mean, this motherfucker countered everything that Anthony Joshua was throwing at him. And what would happen was Anthony Joshua would put that long ass jab out there, but he was coming off of his front left leg.
Yeah.
And that allowed Andy Ruiz to react and also get him with a two-hit combo, coming over with the hook. And a shot to the body, which Andy Ruiz is known to go to the body. And that was a big question, was with Anthony's reach, would Andy be able to hit him, you know, in his spots where he likes to get the most pound for the buck, you know, to the body? And he did. He had 100% success as far as his camp's concerned.
Yeah, I know. The fact that Andy Ruiz Jr. was shorter than Anthony Joshua kind of helped him, because it seemed like Anthony was or Andy was actually comfortable with fighting a taller fighter. Like, he knew, okay, this is what I have to do. Yeah. So he threw a lot of haymakers over the hand right, over the hand left, and they would connect.
This
is my thing of why, when you ask, is Anthony or is Deontay Wilder and Andy Ruiz Jr. The next big fight, I say yes, but I think he can even upset Wilder. People will actually look at me like, what the hell is he talking about? But I'm just saying, They're not the same fighter, but they're the same height. So it is not going to scare Andy Ruiz Jr. That's what I'm just saying. He's not going to be scared. It's going to be a hell of... Somebody going to get knocked out.
I need one of Clue's bombs right there, because right now, ladies, you're hearing Ruff and Wenzel actually agree on a point. You're hearing these guys agree on something. I think Andy Ruiz Jr. has the complete upper hand against most of these heavyweights.
Yep.
Because when you think about, so let's think about it, right?
Yep.
Heavyweight division, most of the guys are going to be tall.
Yep. And
Anthony Joshua's size. Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua, that's kind of an even bout when you think about the size, reach, things like that. So they fight mainly guys their size.
Right.
Andy Ruiz fights guys their size. They don't fight guys Andy Ruiz size all the time. So
yeah,
they're not used to punching down. They're not used to try and get this guy off of his body because everybody, their height, is trying to get a headshot.
Yep.
You know, working the body, but really in the rope-a-dope, trying to get the headshot. So now you got to fight somebody like a Buster Douglas who has that low center of gravity. He ain't just going to go away with one to two punches. You're going to get him off of it. Nah, this dude coming. And you look at, when you look at the beginning of the fight, from the beginning of the fight to the end of the fight, Andy Ruiz Jr. was the aggressor.
Yes, he was.
I mean, he's pushing him all the way around the ring, man.
He definitely was the aggressor. He reminds me of a true Mexican fighter, a straight brawler. He's not afraid of you. He's just going to throw his hands as he has nothing to lose, which is the most dangerous fighter. A fighter that has nothing to lose is should be terrorized. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, that's why I look at the Wilder fight. Like, if I was Wilder, not saying that Wilder is scared by any stretch of the matter. He will fight who he needs to fight. He's not one of those fighters. I would just be like, be cautious because you don't know this guy very well. And he is not afraid of fighting tall fighters. He can somehow, he can take a punch because he knows he can, but he can counter. He's quick. As fat as he is, he's a quick, fat man who can punch very fast. As Anthony Joshua, you know, saying, looked like 12 Mexicans was fighting him the way he was covering up and getting beat down. He looked like the Martin episode where he had to fight Hitman Hearns. That's what it really looked like. He looked like he was like leaning on the road.
Crying for dear help, trying to get to Gina.
I'm telling you, I don't want to fight no more. That's what he looked like in that corner. Like, I don't want to fight no more. He did not want to fight no more.
Yeah, Anthony Joshua wanted no part of this fight, man. Like I said, I think he's
when he got knocked down that third time. Oh my god! Yeah, bro, what is going on here?
Yeah, he ended it in seven.
He lost. He was like, "Damn, I'm just out here just looking like a clown." He said, "Ain't nothing. Need to just stay down. He just might let me just stay in this corner real quick."
Might as well lay it down. I mean, that being said, man, I hope that there is. For not just me and Ruff, but for the citizens of Man Cave, I hope that we get to see an Andy Ruiz, Deontay Wilder fight. I think that's exactly what boxing needs. And not only is it what it needs, but I believe that is the moneymaker right there because you got a guy from the African-American community and then another in a Mexican heavyweight that a lot of people haven't seen those guys go head-to-head for a title fight in a while.
I agree.
So I think the money's there, the promotion is there. And right now, the way this country's set up in the administration, I think no better time to launch that off. Especially, we're not getting the Mayweather-Pacquiao mayhem right now. So why not go to a division that's been sinking for years and bring it back to life with a great heavyweight fight? I think Deontay Wilder's done an outstanding job holding down the division damn near by himself, being able to keep it exciting, being able to keep it interesting for the guys who love heavyweight boxing like me, a big Muhammad Ali,
Ali,
Joe Frazier, you know what I'm saying, Lennox Lewis, Tyson guy. I love seeing these behemoths going at it, and I just can't wait to see what's next.
I can't either. With that being said, stay tuned. We got more episodes coming for you. We just had to hit y'all with something real quick to give y'all our reaction to something that happened real recent. So if anything else happens, we'll be the first to let you know. We'll be getting that out to you as fast as possible. With that being said, stay tuned. We're coming back at you next week with more episodes, more topics, more sports. Game 2 reaction is coming tomorrow or the next day.
Got to get
ready. All right?
Yep.
Peace.
Peace, Cave.